following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
This is Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Now, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome everyone. Hey, welcome everyone. Brad Officer here, Real Estate 911 show, coming to you here live from Jacksonville, Florida in the WBOB studio. That's a reference to Private Parts, the movie, if you haven't seen it.
It's sad if you even have to explain that one.
Well, in our age group gets it, but other age groups may not.
That's true. That's true.
So WBOB.
You need to take a deep breath, and you're hustling in here today.
Usually it's you.
Yeah.
Usually you're the one that barely makes it in. And today it was all me, man. Sorry, I'm moving my microphone there.
That's right.
That just killed everybody in the car. So, hey, welcome everyone to the show, Real Estate 911. I'm Brad Officer, your host. Joined today, miraculously, by my co-host, Mr. Sean Solari.
Miraculously is the other way around. Yeah, joined today by the host, miraculously. Yeah.
And I'm very glad, Sean, that you're here first, because I walked in not knowing if we had our full show content. And we do, because you're here.
Yeah, right.
Which is good news. Thank God you're here.
Yeah.
But it also made me realize, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, there was a moment there where I was thinking I was going to have to sit in the host chair and go at it alone, which I am deathly terrified to do.
You've done it before. You're great at it, man.
No, I had to get help. And even then, after walking out of here, it's like, wow, you talk fast. was it that evident? I mean, was it that nervous? And Tony Mann said, yeah, we could see the beads of sweat rolling down.
Well,
your head.
I will say, so look, I'll be totally honest then, since we're all being honest. No one's probably listening where it matters, right? So I can remember the first probably several months of doing the show. I know I had to rehydrate when I walked out of here. you just sit here like, oh my God, what am I going to say? What did I just say? And you just overanalyze everything. You're just like, keep going. Don't worry about it.
I mean, I have enough trouble finding my words just sitting here when we're together. I mean, it was just, you know, anytime you had a pause, you just felt like it was an hour.
Yeah, it feels like an hour sometimes. And, you know, I can tell that we're not the only ones that feel that way, because trying to get a guest.
Yes.
You know, that'll, it's just, if you're listening out there, it's difficult. Like, we have great guests that we could get, but there's something about when you stick this microphone in someone's face, things change quickly.
All I think is, thank goodness it's not a camera.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's the thing.
It's bad enough with just a microphone. If there was a camera, you know, in my face, in your face, in our face here, you know, just take the nervousness to a whole nother level.
Look, I did an interview with, it's Kent Justice, one of our local news guys, right? I did an interview with him last year at some point. And I will tell you, man, and I came right from the radio station, right to the television station.
Yeah.
And man, I was sweating bullets when I got in. They turned it on, like, all the lights, everybody goes quiet, and it's like, they just stick it right in your face. I was mic'd up, you know, I didn't really stick a microphone in my face.
100 degrees.
And I'm like, what the heck am I talking about? Am I even on track?
Did you even think that'd be the best possible way you could set that up, right? Because you're here at the radio, it's kind of like your warm-up, right? You're stretching,
you're geared up, getting ready. Yep.
And then you go to the television, so you're like, look, I've already warmed up. I've already been on the radio. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Someone spiked my drink with some Tabasco. I'm sweating like a... Yeah. All right,
look. At Ken, like, why aren't you sweating? What's going on?
So we just killed like 5 minutes there, guys. All right, so look, welcome to the show. We're talking about real estate here in Jacksonville, our local market in Jacksonville. We've put together a unique little PDF download for you. If you're listening to the show and you're thinking about selling your house, you can email me, or you know what, just text me, because it's probably easier to text me. Just text me. It's 904-234-5196. This is the, and I'll just text you back with the, it's the 45 top tips for selling your Jacksonville home. And what this is, this is from what we've seen in the marketplace of what buyers are most interested in. This kind of goes through and gives you different areas of the house, different types of things that they like and don't like, you know, kind of what's in right now. And we made this PDF. We made a nice booklet version of it, but we also have a PDF version of it that's much easier to email, of course. So if you text me, I'm going to send it right back to you. If you text 904-234-5196. And why would you need this?
Because it's always great. I mean, that's just a universal guide of, you know, preparing your house, getting your house ready, knowing what buyers are looking for. I mean, everything in that ebook or that I don't know, it's not called a pamphlet.
Yeah, it's a booklet.
Everything in here holds true the entire year, regardless of what season you're selling in.
You got that right.
Yeah. So, but later on, we'll talk about specific to the fall.
I think
we have that.
Yeah. So text me. I'll text it back to you. It's 904-234-5196. It'll give you guidance on, you know, carpets, tiles, floors, flooring, cabinets, you know, all the stuff, what they're looking for, what the buyers like, what they don't like, what's in right now, what's not in, and, you know, kind of the challenges. So text me, I'll send it back to you. But look, let's get into, we got our most recent statistics from our Northeast Florida Association of Realtors. We realtors have to be members of an association of realtors, and they produce this monthly, our MLS does. Now, not all the MLSs do as good of a job as what ours does, but ours does a great job. We get this nice graphical data sheet where we can kind of try to make sense of what the heck is going on with all these numbers. So the newest one just came out. It always does come out kind of more mid-month. This is for the whole month of August, and it also gives us a year look back, too.
Yeah, and we're always looking a month behind, right? We're almost at the end of September. We're looking at August numbers.
August data.
Yeah, it'll be halfway through, three quarters of the way through October before we see September data.
Yep. This one kind of came out, this one came out almost, if Melanie's listening, and I give her grace because the MLS was closed.
That's true.
The NEFAR was closed because of the storm, and that kind of pushed us in getting this thing out to all the, because it usually comes out more like the 12th.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that I know that, but it is.
Well, we're
kind of hang on this thing.
Just like we're hanging on Janet Yellen increasing rates, we're always hanging on, you know, the latest data that comes out.
Yeah. So, yeah. We got to keep up with this, man.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sean, you brought up with the most recent stats kind of a phenomenon, which I'm with you, man. And the point being was that we're down in inventory overall. What's their percentage we said we're down in inventory from last year?
If you look at August now versus August last year, 20%.
20%.
Right. It's roughly 2,000 homes.
But yet, about the same number of homes are coming on the market.
Right.
As what was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been seeing that almost every month. We've had a couple months where it's been lower than last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we were also seeing, like, right now, it's more than last year. Right, the same time last year.
Yeah, I mean, so, for August, we've seen a 10% increase, which has been the largest increase in a given in a single month for this entire 2017 year. And everything has held, you know, very incremental, either up or down throughout the whole year. So we're on pace. If you look at year to date 2016, year to date 2017, I mean, statistically,
we're almost neck and neck.
It's almost dead even, right?
It's actually year to date. New listings, look at this. New listings, year-to-date, 2016.
Yeah.
Same time period last year, there were 26,555 homes that went on the market as a new listing. In 2017, year-to-date, 26,000. Remember the number? I said 26,555. This is 26,565.
Yeah.
It's off by 10.
10 homes. Yeah.
But yet, we've had, we're
still working with 2,000 less homes. On the market. At a given period of time. And dig further, you look at close sales.
Which is 20%. Yeah, for the market.
Yeah.
Yep.
But even close sales, we're actually even up 1.5% of where we were year to date last year. But, I mean, roughly. With less inventory. So my big question was, where is that inventory? I mean, we're doing this where the same amount of homes are coming on the market, very similar amount are closing. Where did these 2,000 homes go? I mean, are they just withdrawing, expiring, having trouble? I mean, that's a large number of homes.
It makes no sense.
Right.
I mean, yeah, we're
and hats off. I mean, we're still closing the same amount of homes. With 2,000 less or 20% less of inventory this year.
We'll continue that when we come back. But, hey, if you want to text me, it's 904-234-5196. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Hegan Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Hegan Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates, and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com. Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville RE/MAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Cody got turned loose on the music,
I like that.
Man.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one, Cody. Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Brad Officer. If you want to, I've got this 45 top tips for selling your Jacksonville home. It's a PDF. I can text you. I'm going to try to text it to you. It's maybe a little large, but so it goes through just kind of some of the hot things that are in right now. What our buyers locally are looking for, what they like, what we notice. We kind of put this together over some time and had it, of course, professionally created, and then have it available. We have it. We can mail, but it's just, hey, let's text it to you. It's a PDF. We've made it. You can get it from, if you text me, 904-234-5196. It'll help you. If you're thinking about selling, you can look through here and decide real quickly, are you up to date or are you not? And it's got some other good advice in there about some different things. So 904-234-5196. Okay, so we just went out there. We're talking about just what's going on in the overall market, and we're talking about a discrepancy in the numbers where we're still scratching our head a little bit. And Sean, your point is that there's 20% less inventory overall, but we're still selling the same number of houses.
Mm-hmm.
We're still seeing about the same number of houses coming on the market every month, about mm-hmm. of what we have last year.
Right.
So how do we have 20% less inventory?
Well, therein lies the question.
And I think your point, I think you actually, I mean, you know, before the show we're talking about it and you came up with it, you know, it's 20% less inventory. It's got to be because they expired.
Yeah.
People tried to sell their house. So they're going on the market, but for whatever reason, those houses aren't selling.
Yeah.
And they went off the market. We pulled an expired list just to see, you know, for us in this business, we're always kind of keeping up with what's selling, what's not selling. And sometimes we see in some neighborhoods, it's like, man, this one neighborhood, there's just nothing moving over here.
Yeah.
And you look it up trying to figure out, is there something going on we don't know about? And you do start seeing more and more expired listings.
Right.
Which is painful.
What was it? Like a couple of shows ago, you were talking about a you know, desirable neighborhood where you drove through and you're like, I got four signs? That's more than I normally see.
Yep.
You know, four is not that many to start with, to be honest. But given our lack of inventory over the last couple of years, it almost felt like, whoa, why is everybody selling?
Yeah, did they announce a nuclear plant going in down the road? Is there a new dump site for, you know, that's going in? I mean, but none of that was, of course, happening, and it was a good neighborhood. It's just bizarre to see it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, one of those signs of a shifting market. You know, you start seeing more expired listings coming, which is okay. You know, I think so. This morning, I'll tell you, I before we get into any more of these stats, so I spent a little time showing a few houses and a couple nice communities. And I will tell you that I was, you know, some of the houses you go in, it's like for the price, you're like, man, this is just seems overpriced for the condition of this house.
Mm-hmm.
And even the family I was with were, you know, I didn't even have to say it.
Yeah,
that's the thing. When you show houses, you don't have to say what the house is and where it's not. They're going to beat you to the punch.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's going to give you their opinion, right?
Yep.
Whether they're local or they're, you know, in town viewing homes from another part of the country.
They can pinpoint it so fast.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they certainly walk in and they have an expectation of what the home's supposed to look like at a certain price point. Now, granted, you know, nationally in markets and areas of town, you know, what I can purchase for $300,000 in this area is a completely different house than what I can purchase $300,000 in a different area, right. Jacksonville. And it's like that nationally. But at the same token, you know, with such a rapid appreciation that we've seen over the last 3 years, it goes without being said that.
And when you say rapid, it's, I mean, 8-9%.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
not like 40% like a couple years ago.
No, yeah. But still that's, you know, that's 2 and 3 or that's 3 and maybe even possibly 4 times what just a normal average, correct. You know, appreciation is. And so, you know, when things move that fast, of course, you know, people haven't gotten to, it's not as palatable of like, okay, well now this is what a $3,000, $100,000 house in this neighborhood is. You know, you haven't swallowed that adjustment of condition versus price,
right.
With quick movement, but you know, it goes without saying everybody's going to have an expectation of what they expect the condition of a home for a certain price point to be.
And you can, most, you know, home purchasers can real quickly establish a baseline of, okay, for about $300,000, this is about what the houses look like.
Right.
But that's the problem. Now you go into three more houses and it's like, wow, these are not great for $300,000.
That's
you know,
right.
Cause it's a value thing. People can real quickly establish what a value is and what houses do not live up to the value that they're trying, that they're priced at.
Right.
Because price and value are two different things.
True.
All right. So some interesting stats I'm looking at here. So days on market until sell for our entire MLS, for the year to date, we're down to 73 days on market, which is fast. And just for the month of August, it was a little quicker than that. It was at 63 days. So put your house on the market. If you've priced it right, on average, they're going to be under contract in 63 days, which is just basically 2 months,
yeah,
which is pretty quick. We've seen, you know, our stats are running much faster than this because we are big fans of accurately pricing. And we've become even more big fans of accurately pricing because as we're starting to notice some neighborhoods starting to kind of get a few more listings than what we saw just months ago or even what we're just saying, some not sold, they expired and may come back on the market at some other point. You know, you got to accurately price because, you know, the longer it sits, the lower it gets.
It's a great
poem. We should trademark it.
That's right.
I'm a poet and didn't know it.
There you go.
All right. So, gosh, I was going to keep going, but I'm going to stop high school.
See, what I refer back to first whenever I hear something like that is the old Talladega Nights, like trademarked by River Bobby, not to be appreciated. And, it, you know, that long
yes.
you know, monologue that he shoots out really fast. But
all right. So 63 days on market's fast.
Crazy.
That's 2 months. So we definitely, for ourselves, we're seeing we list and we're if we're more accurately priced and the condition is right, mm-hmm. which, ladies and gentlemen, this 45 top tips for selling will help you with that. But you will definitely should. There's no reason why you shouldn't, but you 100% should be able to sell your house even faster than that.
Yeah.
More like 30, 35, 40 days. So you should beat this average here at 63 days. The median sales price is up. We're over 200,000 now, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Finally, over the 200,000 mark for the median. You know, you stack them all top to bottom, highest to lowest. And the guy right smack dab in the middle is your median, you know, just the middle is what you think of. And then your average is 246 is a different number. 246, we've been over 200 for a long time. The average is up 3.5%, 8% year to date.
Yeah. I mean, both median and average are up. And, you know, an interesting side note, just to put the days on market into perspective, like 63 days for a given month is the lowest it's been in an 11-year period. right? So for the month of August, homes moved fast. And I think there's a few statistics here in these August numbers that are showing that sellers are probably now starting to accurately price a little bit more than they had been in the past, because we see the
at least the ones that are selling.
At least the ones that are selling. It might be indicative of why this number dropped so fast. You know, that's a 12.5% drop from August of last year.
Days on market wise.
Days on market wise, right? But the percent of homes sold over list is down. And we, and you know, that can be attributed
So
that's down, and that can be, you know, attributed to, you know, sellers are, you know, are shooting for the moon, right? So they're not getting the multiple offers that are driving them up. They're having to sit on the market a little bit longer to basically come into reality, you know, and not price ahead of the market. But the percentage of original list price is up right now. And that seems to indicate if that number is going to move up, that tells me sellers are accurately pricing their home better.
Yep.
And when the, you know, percentage of list over goes down, that tells me that at the same thing, they're more accurately pricing. They're not.
So to get us completely out of the weeds there.
Yeah.
Because you and
did
I are
just
so
fumble
into the,
over it.
No. Yeah. We're just so into the numbers that it's like, I can't follow this.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that if you put your home up for sale and you price it right, you're going to sell it.
And the statistics in the, you know, confirm that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's only, if you're buying a house, there's only 3.5 months supply of inventory, which is low, extremely low. You should be at 6 months, 7 months is about a neutral, 6-7 months is about a neutral market. You know, equal number of buyers, equal number of sellers. But we've been sitting below that now for what seems like years.
Mm-hmm.
But we're down at 3.5 months worth of supply. So basically from the same period last year, that's a 22% drop. Overall, so put bottom of the line, if we want to analyze it for you, and don't leave it up to anybody to analyze it for us or for them.
Yeah,
it's, or to change. Put your house in the market. It's going to sell if you price it right.
Yes.
And also, there's low inventory, which means for buyers, you got to – the way to get the good house is you got to be first.
True.
I mean, that's the key.
Not only do you have to be first in, you have to be first on paper.
That's right. Yeah, just being first to walk in the door doesn't necessarily going to be the first one to write.
That's right.
You've walked in recently to houses where you were the first one there by far, and wrote an offer just to find out that somebody had already written an offer sight unseen and sent it over.
Yeah, been in that. I've been in times where I've been first in to view the home, and my customer decided to sleep on it. And when woke up the next morning, there were three other offers in front of them that they decided to. I've also been in plenty of times where I've been in first, and I've been first on paper, and we've locked it up, and the ones that came in the next day were actually
recently
angry.
I can remember, yes, recently I can remember you locking one up like that, because the house hit the market at 8 a.m. By 8:30 a.m., you had convinced your buyers to leave work, meet you there. You were at the house. You wrote the offer at probably 8:40. You submitted it. They wanted the agent wanted to, we can talk about it now because it's closed. Yeah. The agent wanted to stall you.
Yeah.
And y'all, I don't want to say strong-armed, but you just made the right decision of saying, it's a take it or leave it. This is your price. This is what you wanted.
I mean, we want it
locked up today at noon.
That's right. We made a very strong offer, you know, and a compelling argument of why, you know, one. why they should entertain it, and less than 24 hours on the market, that home was already under contract with us.
People were mad.
They were. Next day, they had four showings, and every agent complained to the listing agent of why they weren't notified,
you hear that story, people, and you just think, well, that's the kind of agent I want. Well, yeah. I'm at a coffee shop some days later, and somebody tells me, I don't know what sneaky deal you and Sean put together on that one.
No sneaking out. It's just early bird gets the worm. I mean, that's all it is, too.
That's exactly right.
Well, and it's a little bit more, right? It's early bird gets the worm, right? To be in there first, it's early bird gets the worm, put it on paper.
And your customers were ready.
They were ready.
They had
all
the ducks in a row.
Yeah. And they wrote a good, strong offer based on the statistics and the home, which was a no-brainer for the seller to accept.
No-brainer. Hey, if you're listening and you want one of these 45 top tips for selling, this PDF we have, it'll help you. You can text me, 904-234-5196. We'll be right back.
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Real Estate 911 here. I'm Brad Officer. I got Sean Solari. He's also a licensed realtor.
Yes, I am.
We're with REMAX here in Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, I got to figure out our show dates, but I was just talking this morning to somebody else saying we've been doing this show now. We're about to start our third year.
As I say, I think it's October sometime.
It's October sometime because I can remember coming to the station the first time and about throwing up in my car. And what the hell did I get myself into?
Again, the nerves. Yeah. Right?
But I was listening to, I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, a show listener as well. And he was saying, he's like, man, he's like, I listen to you guys. I've been listening to y'all forever. And he's like, I don't know how, but somehow y'all make the real estate industry slightly interesting. I about fell over, man. I was like, I think it's interesting. I'm in the business, but yeah I get it. It's, you know, it's like, you don't really like, how could that be interesting if you're not buying or selling a house right at the moment?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we're humans. We're all curious about what's going on because it does affect us all.
Yeah.
Kind of rising waters. Oh, it's a bad, we're not ready for that analogy.
Yeah. You say it a couple times here and there, but.
Yeah.
I mean,
raise
you think
all
about
ships,
it,
but, you know, Irma's too soon.
Yeah. Good point. I forgot about that. But, you know, it's not only is it a place that you live and make memories and, you know, it's your shelter, but to some extent, you know, this is part of, you know, your wealth building, your, you know, future. You know, a lot of people, you know, when it's time to retire, you know, they sell a home that they've been in for, you know, lots of years and take proceeds of that to fund the rest of their, you know, their life and what they want to do in retirement. So, I mean, it's an investment. You track your 401k, you track your stocks, you track your
it's good to know.
Precious metals. I mean, you should track your real estate too.
And obviously, listen to us. We're a bunch of goofballs up here, but hey, we're giving you real numbers.
Absolutely.
Making it entertaining as possible we can for you.
That's right. I mean, make no bones about it. When we're with customers and clients, I mean, it is very much business. So, but at the same token, we got to have fun.
Got to have fun doing it. So, rates. Let's talk about rates. We got Scott Goldstein. This is from Scott Goldstein, Atlantic Trust Mortgage, longtime show sponsor. We thank you, Scott. Also, if you want to get in touch with Scott, it's Atlantic Trust Mortgage. So we like working with Scott because it's easy to work with. We can get a hold of him.
Yes.
He's fast. When we need pre-approvals or updates to pre-approvals, sure. I mean, it's just lightning fast, uber fast. That's the way we personally like to work in our business, and that's what we almost now have required from our people that work with us. But we don't have to do anything. Scott just does it.
Yeah.
He was there before us, I feel like.
Side note, you know that deal you were talking about before we went to break about, you know, basically having it locked up in less than 24 hours? Scott was a lender on that deal.
That made a huge difference
and
on that one.
Yeah, it certainly helped. When you have a great team in place, it helps to be able to win properties like that. But
you got to have, you know, there's so many new agents. I just feel like if they would spend more time, which they can't because they got to go out and make a living too. But if I feel like they should spend some time shadowing more seasoned agents. And one of the things they need to figure out is how to put together their A team.
Right.
You know, their most professional team they possibly can. Because, I mean, a lot of people come to us and use us, not just because we're skilled, but also they know that they're also going to get our, you know, Lexus level of service from our vendors that we use. And they want that. They want our people. And I think that's important. I wish more agents would get the same kind of list of people. I know some, you know, like I know, like Kim Knapp, she's out in, is she Fleming Island?
Yeah, Fleming Island.
She's out there. Yeah. Yep. She's got she keeps up with a mega list of people. I know Will Vasana, our buddy here at Southside does. There's quite a few that have that kind of A-level group.
Yeah. And
Scott's
refine
one of
ours, you know, we refine ours too over the years.
Hard to stay on it as it turns out.
And it's short. And, you know, a lot of times when I sit down with a prospective customer or client, you know, that's what it's like, you know, if you like me and how I work after we get to talking and they get to know me better and how our group works and how I work personally, then you're going to love everybody on our team because they work the exact same way that I work.
Yep.
You know, high responsiveness, get to it, get it
uber
done.
Uber fast,
you know, but get things done. Do what they say they're going to do, you know, under promise, over deliver kind
problem
of stuff.
Problem solvers. Nobody just walks away like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Like, yeah. Let's figure this out.
That's right.
This makes a difference. All right. So Scott Goldstein over there got our rates. What are our rates today?
So today, FHA and VA are at 3.5%. And the 30-year fixed conventional rate is 3.875.
So a tiny fraction of a slightest tick up from last week's.
Yeah.
It was like 3.75 instead of 3.85 last week.
Yeah.
Very, so, I mean, tiny.
Nonetheless, under 4.
Yeah, under 4. It's
heck, if I can blurt that out. Under 4%.
Yeah, just if you, the why is there not a replay in your car? If you could replay that over and over for yourself, just to give yourself motivation to go and refinance tonight.
Yeah.
Or buy tonight. I mean, this is why I think you're seeing people step up in the type of house they're buying.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing some, you know, the trade ups are, they're taking some, several steps up. You know, they're jumping two steps instead of one.
Yeah.
And it's because the rates are so low.
That's true.
I mean, really, if you're thinking about moving, this is kind of it. You should do it. I mean, this is the timing.
Yeah.
Especially if you got something to sell. My gosh.
It'll be fun when it comes, you know, 6, 7, 8, you know, 9 times or 9 years from now that when they're like, you know, purchase money is 7, 8, 9%.
Normal rates. It's 6, 7, 8%.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a different time period.
Mine's under 4.
So reach out to Scott, Atlantic Trust Mortgage. Tell him you heard about him on the radio. We'd appreciate that. He's easy to get in touch with, so just reach out to him. If you need to get in contact with him, or you want me or Sean to get in contact with him for you, or you want to talk to us first, that's fine. You can go to us too. You can give us your plans, and we can tell you, yep, Scott's the right guy for that, or nope. We have other mortgage lenders as well that we like as well that we can send you to for different reasons, one or another. But you can reach out to us easily, and if you want, you know, you can text me that. But if you want this 45 top tips for selling, I've been telling this whole or talking about this whole the show is, you can text me. It's 904-234-5196. So that or the, or if you want Scott's info. All right. So before we go any further, are we talking about, are we doing the forbearance?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good point. I've seen this and kind of heard this and listened to this a lot over the past week, and I'm not sure everybody knows about it. And to be frankly honest with you, we don't know all the ins and outs either. But of course, something like this comes up when you have a natural disaster or hurricane, earthquake, whatever comes through. But basically, their lenders have a forbearance program for times like this.
Some lenders.
Right.
Yep.
Have a forbearance program. Typically, those are the loans that are being securitized by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But in some cases, when you have, you know, a large catastrophic damage to your property, and for instance, maybe you're displaced for 6 to 9 to 12 months because, you know, you're having to fix your home and you're going to have a rent anywhere. But anyway, there's forbearance programs in place that can, you know, forgive your payments from anywhere from 3 to 12 months in length. Not that, you know, you don't make those payments, but just they kind of put your mortgage on hold for a little bit. But the easiest way to find out is just call your whoever's servicing your loan and talk to them about it.
Yep.
And
so, we're in Hurricane Irma.
Yep.
And there's all kinds of questions. It's like, well, if I moved out, and was this eligible then? Because I'm having to rent this place because I got to have power and electricity, you know, while my house has been completely flooded. Well, that's a question for your lender. You know, do I have to pay this back? That's a question for your lender. Because is it on hold, or do they, you know, do they just refinance the mortgage, or do they add it on? You know, do they add those payments onto the end of your mortgage?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
And I think every lender is going to be a little bit different. We're not saying we know either. I mean, Sean and I have read things where, you know, God, who knows if it's right, if it's true or not. You know, I'm seeing stuff like if you have damage to your house and your insurance is not going to cover it, or is not going to cover it soon enough, like a tree falls and hits your house, or you've been flooded or whatever. There's forbearance issues there where you can delay payments and use that money now to, and you got to prove that you got to put the payment towards the house.
Right.
But we don't know about all this stuff.
Yeah.
So you got to call your lender and find out from them. And there's probably quite a few people listening that are in situations like this.
Sure. I know quite a few from, you know, what happened right now that, I mean, whether, I don't know if they know about this or not. I certainly didn't until this all came out. So, and I was in residential mortgages, you know, in the early 2000s. So, probably is not something that's going to be advertised too heavily by the lender because they want their money. But They do exist. So the best way to do to figure out if it's applicable to you or you can benefit from it is call your whoever's servicing your loan.
For sure.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, look, I'm part of Hurricane Irma. I'm trying to figure out what the heck I should do. I got all these. And then just be honest with them and let them. You're going to be talking to somebody that they're going to send you a different department. So get ready to tell your story about four times.
That's right.
All right. So what else do we have? That's the forbearance issue. Oh, before I want to, we're going to talk in the last segment. We got to talk about some things to be wary of.
Yeah.
Because there is insurance money that's coming into the market now.
Right.
I've talked to just in the last 48 hours, a couple people, several people now, that have flood damage. Money's coming into them from one source or another to make the repairs on the house. And there's lots of questions surrounding that. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Trey on this week from Heekin Law, but it's going to be next week. We're going to have him on. But still, there's some scams out there.
Absolutely.
To be aware of. So we'll talk about that when we come right back. If you want to get this 45 top tips, you can text me. It's 234-5196. Be right back.
Heekin Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heekin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heekin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com. Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome everyone. Welcome back. That's what you get when you get Cody. We gave him free reign on the music today.
I know. We should Facebook Live. Everybody could see him air guitaring in there. It'd be awesome.
Cody, man, we're gonna loosen up the reins, man. We might just give you the whole show.
That's right. And come in here, put a headset on.
You can't drive from in here.
Yeah.
You can only, well, I think you can. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't even want to figure it out.
All right.
All right. So we're just talking there about the forbearance issue, and we want to talk as well about this. So there's money coming in the market.
Right.
Repairs need to be done. A lot of houses.
We got tons of help from out of state, right, that came in to help with down trees and down power lines and every aspect of getting everybody up to, you know, normal, so to speak, as they could, as fast as they could. And, I mean, that's been amazing. I can't believe that JEA, I know everybody, when you probably get into like 48 hours, you start feeling like, how long is this going to take? But, I mean, think about it.
Yeah, how fast we all kick back in.
How everybody, I mean, less than a week got everybody back online for.
I think most people. There's still probably some outages.
Yeah.
Minimal. You know, tough to get to areas. But with all the repairs that are needing to be done, one of the problems you're probably going to, or your friends, if luckily if it's not your house, maybe it's your friend's house, or somebody that you know at work or wherever, church, wherever you're hanging out these days, you know, you're going to run across somebody that's having work done.
Right.
It needs to have work done. You're laughing at me for wherever you're hanging out.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Strip clubs, bars, whatever. We'll just bring them all up. All right.
You roll from church to that.
Yeah. Well,
there you go.
You got to throw it all out there.
There you go. No judging.
I didn't talk about the Episcopalians. All right. Look, so you're going to find out that it's hard to get, if you got somebody that needs a roof, a friend that needs a roof, or a house that needs, you know, new drywall, whatever, you're going to hear the woes of finding workers because, man, yeah, it is tough right now.
It was tough before the storm.
That's the thing. It was tough before the storm.
Yeah. I mean, with just people who needed stuff done, myself included,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's you know, Florida is back to work is what I'm taking from the storm is Florida was already back to work.
Right.
But now with the storm, the whole state of Florida has cleanup, has repairs to be done.
Right.
So, you know, you need a roof. Yeah. You kind of got to get in line. And I've heard some people say, you know, I feel like I'm getting gouged on pricing because it's not a question of, you know, getting three bids and who's going to come over this weekend and put my roof on.
Yeah.
It's good luck even getting one to show up to give you a quote.
Right.
There's that much business. Yeah. So I think it's, but if you need a roof, you need a roof.
True.
There's no way around it. And you need some of this work, you need it to get it done, especially the flood type work. And, you know, so because of that, the Northeast Florida Association or the Northeast Florida Builders Association.
Yeah. Among many. I mean, there's been a lot of articles about this in recent from, you know, starting with Texas when Harvey rolled through there, you know, Irma to us, but you know, obviously, with opportunity comes, you know, people who are going to take advantage of that situation.
Yep.
And we're going to see it here, just like Texas is going to see it there, and probably to a greater extent than, you know,
shady contractors.
Shady contractors, right? You know, people coming through, probably door knocking, you know, looking for help or looking to help you, you know, with air quotes since you can't see me. And because you're feeling the frustration of, I can't get a roofer out here, it might sound like a great, you know, a great solution.
Yeah, we're not licensed here in Florida, but we put roofs on all the time in Georgia.
That's right. Yep.
I'm not blaming all of Georgia for that. I'm just...
So, I mean, just looking at several articles, there are things to do in order to kind of protect yourself. And first and foremost is door knockers.
Yeah, be wary of the door knockers.
The door knocker, soliciting, just walking around.
Unmarked vehicles, not professionally dressed. They don't have really business cards or any company materials on who they are.
That's right.
I mean, that's kind of your sign.
Yeah.
Professionals are going to have collateral.
True.
Gear. Yeah. They're going to look like they do this for a living.
Right. And you should be able to find them, right? Most professionals should have a legitimate business address, right? Not at
UPS. Do you trust Better Business Bureau?
I think you can.
I mean, you have to pay to be on it. You have to pay to actually be listed on the Better Business Bureau,
yeah,
which is surprising.
But I think in the age of, you know, able to
you can
vet
Google
people, we can Google people, we can, you know, you can look on Facebook if they have a business page of reviews. I mean, I think we have ample ways of trying to validate somebody's legitimacy.
It's hard in this day and age to believe that and there it does exist, but it's hard to believe that some contractors have been unable to get themselves even at all visible by Google.
Yeah.
You Google somebody's, you know, such and such window repair, such and such, you know, roof replacement.
And you can't find them.
And they're nowhere to be found. Yeah. It's like, how is that even possible? You go on Facebook, do the same thing, can't find them.
Mm.
Look up the person's name, can't find them.
Yeah.
And that exists. That makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody's looking up a realtor, I hope to God they're doing the same thing, just typing in the person's name to figure out, can you find them?
Can you find them?
Yeah, I mean, are they step one here?
That's right.
Have they done any business at all? And that's what I would look for in...
Basically, do they have an internet pulse? I
mean, are they alive?
Are they alive on the internet?
Yeah. I used to say if they're not on Facebook, they're not alive to me. Because, it's kind of... Yeah. All right, so the next tip they have here, which is a great tip, of course, you would do this, but in times of, you know, you're a little stressed a little bit, you might skip this step, is you need to ask to actually see the proof of their insurance and their licensure.
Right.
If they can't produce it and let you hold it and look at it, and then you probably need to take a screenshot of it with your phone or a picture of it with your phone, and then you go back and re-verify as well that it's all legitimate, because let's be honest, we're talking about shady contractors.
True.
They're sneakier at this stuff than probably you are, so just go back and verify.
Yeah, and if, you know, if you can't find them online, you know, that's very difficult. The licensure aspect right there should be the end all be all. If they're licensed in the state of Florida, you can go to the Department of Business and Professional Regulation website and you can look up anybody. You can look up Brad's license. You can look up my license. You can look up.
And they'll have complaints there if you have any complaints.
Yeah. And whether it's active, inactive, you know, what they're
when they got their business license, you know, when they went into business, you got it all.
Yeah.
And it's very, I mean, it's helpful.
Yes.
Because you may find out that your guy's been doing it for 20 years, been doing it for, he meant 20 months. You must have heard him wrong.
That's right. Or he's been doing it for 20 years and he's not licensed.
That's also the bad, yeah.
Another aspect.
But you actually work for the roofer that does it. True. You don't really.
Yeah. And when it comes to proof of insurance, I mean, we're talking about workman's comp, right? Because they're going to be working at your house, on your roof, or whatever aspect. You know, you want to make sure that that individual's either subcontractors or employees of them, they're covered by that general contractor, roofing contractor, building contractor.
It's just all to protect you.
Yes, absolutely.
Beyond what you would normally do. So the next thing is, next big tip here, which is very true, is get the estimate in writing.
Yeah.
And you need to have, it needs to line item exactly what is to be done and the types of materials to be used so that you and the contractor, no matter, you know, legit, non-legit, whatever, you are all on the same page of what you're under contract to provide.
That's right.
Money-wise, payment-wise, when you're paying them, when they're doing the job, if they're doing it in phases. You need all that in writing and real clear to where you hand it to your 10-year-old and he can understand.
You're right. There you go.
You know, it's got to be that crystal clear.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the next tip here?
Well, and I go back to that. You know, if you get any kind of pushback about putting something in writing, you know, that's what these articles spoke about. That's a red flag. You know, somebody wants to do things, just kind of, you and I just
I do everything
here
on handshake. I'm a man.
That's
I'm a man
right.
of my word.
Yeah. My word is like this oak tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, close the door.
Yeah.
Walk back inside.
That's
Let me show you my oak tree.
That's right. My front door.
Yep. All right. So let's see. Next one. Don't pay for anything up front.
Yeah. Yeah.
In advance. I mean, I know a lot of people will say, well, I don't have the money to cover. Go get the materials for your roof. I require half up front. Eh.
Yeah.
I kind of am going to have to call BS on that one.
Yeah. Well, and
if you're a roofer right now, you got cash in pocket. You're okay.
You should be.
You should be fine.
That's right. But and the Better Business Bureau, I mean, not that every contractor is going to work this, but kind of their rule, they had a rule of three on their article, right? It was a third up front, a third after 50% completion of the job, and then a third upon completion of the job. So
it makes sense. That's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Ask for references.
Obviously.
Got to do that.
Yeah. And check those references, right? A lot of people, I think, get snowed over in the fact that, oh, well, he handed it to me. Obviously, if I called him, they're going to tell me what a great job he did. So they stop short of even calling, verifying email, however, you know, but check the references. Take a second to do so.
Make sure, hey, confirm that if they need a permit for the type of job, even if you don't know,
yeah,
go find out. Because you want to make sure it's permitted work. If it needs to be permitted work, you need to verify that all the necessary permits were actually obtained.
Mm-hmm.
I had a gentleman that did my driveway, and we got red flagged because apparently he didn't pull the permit that he thought he was going to, and didn't make the contractor too happy.
Well, and the other thing is, when the job is completed, ensure that those permits are finalized and closed by whoever the contractor is as well.
Definitely. Consider bringing another inspector in.
I think this is kind of, especially given the type of work that's probably going to be going on right now, probably more expansive than what normally. It's not a bad idea to spend, you know, $300 or so, $300-$400, and bring a third-party inspector in. To don't rely on the city inspector. Bring your own third party in and let them inspect the work, at least before the drywall goes up or before anything's finalized payment. That way,
even consider, if we're talking about big construction, a phased inspection.
That's true.
Two different phases through the process. I mean, the city does it. Don't rely on them. Just like what Sean said, you know, it's just not a good idea. Get your own guy. Yeah. I mean, just get your own guy.
And really, all of these things are kind of what you should do anyway. But in times like this, you're going to feel rushed. You're going to feel pressured. You got a lot.
Because you want the job done.
Well, true. But you got a lot going on, right? I just had my house. You know, a major part where you feel safe, where that's kind of your roots, is disrupted. So, you know, this is just kind of a, you know, bring it back full circle, that you would normally do these things, especially do these things now.
Hey, if you've been listening to the show, you like what Sean and I have to say, you can reach out to us online. Go to officergroup.com. You can hit us up on Facebook as well. Go to Officer Real Estate Group. We'd love to help you buy a home or sell your home, or maybe both. Maybe you need to sell and buy. Also, if you want this 45 top tips for selling, you can text me. It's 904-234-5196.